This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 21, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News that one man is due to face murder charges Tuesday morning in Peabody District Court, while a second suspect is still on the loose in the slaying of two people at a Peabody home on Farm Avenue over the weekend. 45-year-old Michael C. Hebb of Peabody was arrested Monday at 84 Aborn Street, according to Carrie Kimball Monahan, a spokesperson for the district attorney's office. An entry in the police department's press log indicates Hebb was served with a warrant at 10:41 a.m. at Unit 1201 in the Maple Village condo complex. Kimball Monahan said Hebb was apprehended without incident with assistance from a Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, NEMLAC SWAT team. He will be arraigned on two counts of first-degree murder. Police were still searching for a second suspect Monday afternoon. That person is believed to be driving a stolen black 1993 Acura Integra. Kimball Monahan said it appears the suspects and victims all knew each other, and officials don't believe there is a risk to public safety. Lynn's mayor is still considering shifting the custodial services for Lynn Schools to the Lynn School Department. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy will take the rest of the week to decide whether to transfer management of the school's maintenance staff from City Hall to the school department. This is a story from today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, written by Thomas Grillo. In a drama that unfolded last week, the school committee rejected the mayor's request to move accountability of the school custodians from the Inspectional Services Department, ISD, to the schools by a 6-1 vote. Only the mayor, chairman of the school committee, voted for it. The change, which requires approval from the mayor, city council, and the legislature, was Kennedy's idea as a way to capture $1 million in additional school spending and avoid a state penalty. But the mayor said she needs to review the home rule petition in its entirety before she makes a decision. Quote, I plan to take most of, if not all of the week, to read through the complicated 9-page document, she said. I am fully committed to the move, but I want to make sure nothing has been inserted to the home rule petition before I sign it. The draft of the change was straightforward, the mayor said, as simple as shifting the management of the schools. But there are other questions as to who will be hiring, scheduling, and disciplining, she said. The devil is in the details, she added. I've heard the school committee making comments about hiring as many as 7 new people, and I need to read the amendments to see how they got that number. A review of the document found 2 positions created under the new ordinance, a supervisor of school custodian and a ground services and assistant. My intention is to get the custodians over to the school side so there is a net zero impact on the budget and not spend another dime to do what the job ISD had been doing for years. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Lindsay Ryan writes on itemlive.com, a community donation drive in Marblehead to collect items needed by Syrian refugees is pushing toward its goal of filling a 40-foot container for shipment by month's end. Members of Swampscott Unites, Respects, and Embraces, SURE, are working with local organizations SPUR and the Rotary Club of Marblehead Harbor to collect donations for New Day Syria to help refugees. New Day Syria is a nonprofit organization that aids Syrian refugees as well as citizens living in Syria. Susanna Ketchum Glass is a volunteer, and she's quoted as saying, I think it's such a positive thing to turn sentiments into actions. Donations for Syrian refugees are being sorted at the Marblehead Community Charter Public School through this month. The volunteers have been sorting and packing clothing as well as medical supplies, canned food, and other items ranging from shampoo to sleeping bags, sanitary pads, and toys. More on the story, of course, in today's Item Live by Lindsay Ryan. Leah Dearborn writes in itemlive.com that the Peabody City Council is trying to make the road safer by reducing the speed limit. The council voted 5-0 at a Legal Affairs Committee meeting February 16 to amend the city's default speed limit to 25 miles an hour. Previously, every street without a sign had a speed limit of 30 miles an hour. Mayor Edward A. Betancourt Jr. characterized the change in speed as simple and straightforward. Christopher Ryder, chief of the mayor's staff, said residents can expect the speed limit change to go into effect sometime in the next few weeks. Ryder said the city will advertise the change, possibly through the use of community communication alert network. And Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, if a group of residents' successful Rockport town meeting in April will decide whether the town should be a sanctuary town. The group Women's March for America Symposium is working with the Essex County Community Organization, ECHO, to put together a citizens' petition for the town meeting warrant asking Rockport officials to create a sanctuary policy and adopt anti-corruption laws. ECHO is working in Gloucester to have the city adopt similar laws. The pressure on sanctuary cities is rising now that President Donald Trump wants to deport more illegal aliens. Lawrence is one of several cities, including Boston and Chelsea, that has refused to detain people at the behest of federal immigration agents. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.